Welcome to Scripture Adventures, where we seek the wisdom of God like silver and search for it like hidden treasure. We're tackling the hard stuff today. Spiritual warfare rocked the poll on our social media platforms the other week. Women in all walks of life are searching for insight, support, and clarification on one of the most important topics we face in our Christian faith. Some battles don't come with warning signs. They show up in the form of discouragement before your feet hit the floor. They sneak in through comparison, anxiety, or the lie that says you're not enough. They rise when the house feels too quiet or way too loud. Or they hit when you're widowed and weary, single and waiting, married and misunderstood, or raising kids and running on fumes. That's spiritual warfare. It's not a spooky word. It's a very real, invisible battle behind the visible ones. But here's the truth. If you belong to Jesus, you're not fighting alone, and you are not fighting unarmed. This episode is about how to fight back with truth, with prayer, and maybe with a little lip gloss and dry shampoo. What is spiritual warfare really? It's not just a dramatic church phrase. It's the unseen battle happening in our everyday lives. You know, when discouragement hits hard for no obvious reason, when comparison creeps in while scrolling, when loneliness feels heavier than usual, or maybe when you're questioning your calling, your worth, or your hope. Whether you're single, married, divorced, raising kids, or caring for aging parents, you've probably experienced it. But here's the good news. You're not defenseless. I want to share a few scriptures that you can stand on. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 talks about the armor of God, and it reminds us to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. You don't fight in your own strength. That's good news for the woman who feels weak before her feet hit the ground. God didn't ask you to be fierce on your own. He's offering his strength for the fight. The armor isn't one size fits most. It fits every stage and every person, just as God needs it to. And we're to put on truth when you're battling lies about your worth, righteousness when shame tries to take root, peace when your home or heart feels like chaos, faith when your future feels unclear, salvation when the enemy tries to remind you of who you used to be, the word when you need more than opinions and feel-good messages. You don't need to be strong enough on your own. Just show up dressed for battle with truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the word. Put it all on and become the warrior God created you to be. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 5. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. We take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. This is your mental battleground. You can't always control what thought pops up, but you can control whether it stays. That fear that says, I'll never be enough, take it captive. That lie whispering, it's too late for you, take it captive. That voice saying, God must have forgotten me, take it captive. Whatever voice is sending a lie to you, take it captive. Take them prisoner and put the truth of God's word in charge. Your mind is not a playground for lies. It's a place where the Holy Spirit dwells. 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9 warns us to be alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Yeah, the enemy is loud, but loud doesn't mean powerful. He roars through sudden fear or worry, self-doubt and insecurities, unexpected triggers and anxiety, that emotional spiral at bedtime when the house is quiet. But here's the truth. The lion is on a leash. He can't devour what's been delivered by Christ. You resist not with willpower, but with the word and worship. And when you resist, Scripture promises he flees. James 4:7. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The order here matters. First, submit to God. That's your power source. Then, resist the devil. That's your battle posture. You don't start with resisting, you start with surrender. And it looks like, Lord, I trust your timing for my family. God, I lay this grief at your feet, maybe even for a second, third, or fourth time. Or possibly, Father, I surrender this desire to be seen and ask you to fill me. Sister, submission is not weakness. It's strength repositioned under the authority of the one who already won. In Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is your heritage of the servants of the Lord. Let's be honest though, the weapons still form. The weapon of fear, the weapon of insecurity, the weapon of unexpected loss, the weapon of comparison, the weapon of shame, the weapon of guilt. But God says they won't win. You may get wounded, but you won't be wiped out. You may feel knocked down, but you won't be destroyed. Why? Because your heritage, your spiritual birthright, is one of victory. And that's not a maybe, that's a promise. Here's something I want to also share, the gift of discernment. Knowing if the battle is spiritual or just us matters. Because let's be honest, sometimes the fight we're facing isn't the enemy, it's our own choices, thought patterns, or emotions. And other times, we're battling something much deeper than what's in front of our eyes. The problem? We often misdiagnose what we're dealing with. Some of us give the enemy too much credit. My coffee machine broke. Spiritual warfare. Others don't give him enough. I'm just tired and anxious all the time. When actually, we're under spiritual attack and don't recognize it. That's where the gift of discernment comes in. Discernment is like a spiritual clarity. It's God helping us see the source of the battle so we can respond wisely and effectively. What is discernment? Well, it's not suspicion or guessing. It's spirit-led wisdom. Look at Hebrews 5:14. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Pay attention that it says from constant use. It's a trained spiritual sense that helps us ask questions like, is this God trying to grow me? Is this the enemy trying to distract or destroy me? Or is this a mess I made myself and now need to own? So how do I know what I'm facing? Here are a few discernment checks. Number one, is it producing the fruit of fear, shame, or confusion? 1 Corinthians 14:33, God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. If what you're feeling is chaotic and pulling you away from God's peace, it may be spiritual warfare. Number two, is it a pattern of my own unhealthy choices? Galatians 6:7, a man reaps what he sows. Sometimes we're anxious because we're overcommitted. We're lonely because we've isolated, or we're exhausted because we didn't rest. It's not demonic, it's decision-based. That's still a battle, but it needs repentance and realignment more than rebuking. And number three, is it clearly opposing God's truth in your life? John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. If something is draining your joy, stealing your peace, or attacking your identity in Christ, It's likely spiritual. Discernment leads to the right response. If it's spiritual warfare, fight it with scripture, prayer, and worship. If it's self-inflicted, confess it, learn from it, and let God lead you to healing. And if it's a God-given trial, sister, endure it with grace and grow from it. Either way, discernment helps you fight the right battle with the right weapons. And I want to share one of my favorite weapons, and that is worship. Understanding the power of worship has been life-changing for me. So I wanted to give you a few things that you could use to build your battle playlist. The Battle Belongs by Phil Wickman. This Is How I Fight My Battles by Upper Room. Firm Foundation by Cody Carnes. The Blessing by Carrie Jobe and Elevation. And Take It All Back by Torrin Wells. Friend, whether you're fighting battles while changing diapers, managing a ministry, adjusting to retirement, or just making it to Wednesday, you are a warrior. You might feel weary, but you're still winning. And when you stand in God's truth, not even menopause, Mondays, or mean girls can take you down. So go ahead, stand firm, armor up, and remember, you're not fighting for victory, you're fighting from it. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you on the next adventure.